IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. Today we're here with you with a discussion with some scholars in the studio with me on negotiations and the war, ongoing war between Iran and America. So before starting our discussion, I would like to welcome the brothers who are here in the studio with me. Sheikh Ahmed, salam alaikum. Welcome, dear Sheikh.
Salam alaikum. Thank you.
And Sheikh Liaqat, salam alaikum.
Alaykum.
Thanks for accepting our invitation.
Thank you so much.
For two rallies in a year, we did lots of preparations to happen, right?
Yeah.
In one for Quds Day and the second for 22nd
of Bahman, right? Yeah.
Lots of preparations have been done, even a year before that starts, I mean, such activities to prepare people to come to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But who could believe that every night we have more than, or let's say, tenfold than every 22nd of Bahman in the streets these days? So mm-hmm. this unity that they have given us, I mean, where could we even actually have it in our imaginations?
You know what, brother and Sheikh, this is very astonishing. I really get surprised by some people when they say, what has Iran gained? We have lost our leader. We have lost everything. What has Iran gained? Are you blind? Can't you see the reality? Like what's happening in Iran? Like this is like 40, 50 days and more, of course. Alhamdulillah, people are coming onto the streets.
I think the power of this unity is much more than the power of those enriched uranium. weaponry that our armed forces are equipped with.
Right now, new generations upbringing is happening with the slogans of being Hayat Minna Zilla, like we are against the oppressors.
Yeah.
We are with the oppressed ones. So you see, like this is a big, I would say, no nurturing, no upbringing can happen in this world. Like what we are seeing in today's like nights, like tonight, in these nights, and like people bringing their children and the children giving out these slogans like death to the global powers, like of course death to America, death to Israel. Like this is proper nurturing. These are the teachings of Islam.
Very true. More than 20 points in the city actually have some gatherings every night that one of each actually equals what happened in a 22nd of Bahman or in Quds Day in Iran, right?
Indeed.
So this is astonishing. You know, we cannot find such things in anywhere else in the whole world.
Indeed.
So this unity that they actually gave us, I mean, as the outcome of this war is a great blessing. And this unity actually is, the power of this unity, to my own understanding, is much more powerful than the weapons, much more powerful than uranium that we have.
More powerful than the Strait of Hormuz, more powerful than all the oil which Iran has. Yeah,
exactly.
Alhamdulillah.
So, dear Sheikh Ahmed, let's talk about more winning cards that we have at our hands. By we, I mean the resistance line. What other winning cards do we have that we can actually confuse the enemy? I mean, in case they come again for another mistake. I mean, but their mistakes, as I said, are quite welcome to us. I mean, if they are going to come to grand battle, this is something that we are badly waiting for. But because in case they have a sort of superiority in the air, so at least that is missing here in the ground. So this is the area that we think that we have this power to react, as we have shown them in what happened in the operation that they call it for the saving of their pilot, but in actuality it was something else and they were actually deceiving the people by those news. So what other winning cards do we have at hand that we can actually embarrass the enemy and actually shock it?
Yes, as you have clearly pointed out, Iran's winning cards are completely stacked, and we have a lot many more options than we have already shown to the world.
Yes.
And as Brother Liaqat also pointed out, that this coming together of hearts of the people, of the nation, that we saw in these past 53, 54 days is what is the real success of this war. And it's more than the Straits of Hormuz, more than any enriched uranium, more than any weapons or missiles. But what we see is that in the entire global south, that we call it, in the entire Muslim world, we see hearts throbbing with the Islamic revolution. Apart mm-hmm. from a few countries where, for example, years of indoctrination has played its role, but in the majority of the countries, we see that Muslims throughout the world feel dignity. After I was looking at the quote of Tariq Jamil, Maulana Tariq Jamil,
yeah.
who belongs from Jamaat-e-Tabligh of Pakistan. And he is a very renowned scholar in Pakistan, and many people listen to him. And he said that after 300 years, Iran has given us something to cheer about in the Muslim world. And he said that all those people who are speaking about whether Shias are Muslims, Sunnis are Muslims, or what will happen to them is basically an agent of Zionists. And this is not an appropriate time for these discussions.
That's
and
true.
We thank our Iranian brothers that they have given the Muslim world after 300 years something to cheer about. Because we see that this indignity that has been happening, not only in your country, but in our country, Pakistan and India, for example, when the British would come, they would have designated places which they called gymkhanas. And they would say that no dogs and Indians are allowed in these places.
Yeah.
So in the same way, it would happen in Iran as well. So this whole process of 300, 400 years of indignity, that is dehumanizing, telling us that we are not worthy of ruling ourselves, that we should copy the West. Liberal democracy is the best system that the world has given to humanity. All of this has shattered. And we see that the narrative that the West would give us, that we are the civilized people of the world, and these are the backward people, these are the developing nations, we are the developed nations, all this narrative has fallen apart.
Uh-huh.
And right now, today, in the context of the war, we are the people who are supporting the dignity of the Pope.
This is very precious and
Christian Pope,
valuable.
Right? The Christian Pope is being
humiliated
by Trump, but we are the ones who are supporting him, right? And so the entire world can see that.
Yeah.
And therefore, we see that this coalition that they would always form against us, right
this
now...
This distinction between two fronts, I mean, is quite very crystal clear for people. They know that which front is very close to truth and which one is truth, I mean, which one is falsehood. I mean, the ones who are after the front of Epstein class are in one side, and the ones who are opposite in the other side, right? So we are serious. I mean, we want to focus and concentrate in this issue. Yes, we are exactly against this Epstein ideology.
Yes, and we see that even the Europeans, those nations that would stand by America openly and they would support in the war effort openly, they are saying, no, we are not going to send our ships. We are not going to send our warships. We are not going to, if America cannot open the Straits of Hormuz, how can we? Right? And so they know that it is not in their benefit to openly support the American cause, the Israeli cause, although they are supporting it from behind the scenes.
So up until now, the winning cause that you actually referred to is one, unity in the Islamic Ummah, based on what you referred to, Tariq Jamil and his statement. And then unity in level of interfaith dialogues between Islam and Christianity and others. Even in even in Judaism, we have some people who are with us.
Of
so
course.
When we are talking about this front, we are not going to make it exclusive for the Shias. Because Imam Zaman, inshallah, when he comes, Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, when he comes,
inshallah,
he's the Imam of all the world, all the followers of all religions, right? Not necessarily for Shias, right? So this unity that you referred as a winning card is really precious and valuable for us. Is there anything you want to add to this winning card? We have plenty. I want to refer to some.
I think Brother Liaquat will also mention. So I wanted to say that openly, nobody is supporting the American and the Israeli
cause. They became lonely.
Yes. And even the nations of the Middle East who would openly come out against us, they are thinking twice before entering into this war that has been imposed.
Thank you, dear Sheikh. More winning cards that we have not yet played.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sheikh. That was amazing, like what he has said. One thing, considering the fact that he himself, the Mawlana, Tariq Jamil, he himself is a Sunni, and Iran has attacked Saudi Arabia, like, of course, the military bases of America, like the military bases of America in Qatar and Bahrain. These are all Sunni countries, you see. Mm-hmm. But still, he has said such a thing. Like, of course, he, because just like you have also said, like, the truth has become very obvious and clear. If I look at it from a historical point of view, there are a few incidents even in history which had made truth look more clear and evident. Who is on the right path, Amir al-Mu'mineen or the other side? Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it has made crystal clear who is on the right path, Yazid or Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, the whole history goes into a grayscale, like in a shadowed area. Like, we don't have such an incident like today. With the blood of Imam Khamenei, the martyred leader, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken another page. Like this, we can see Islam emerging as a religion which is victorious, and people are seeing, like, in a very crystal clear view what is truth and what is falsehood. It's like the whole world is declaring, okay, what Trump is doing is really, like, disgusting, okay, and what they have done in Minab, the 168 girls who have martyred, like, this has brought a big outcry in the whole world. Okay, so anyways, so I would say the biggest thing is this this lens which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, and this is now with the Islamic Republic of Iran, and it's a very big gift. Yeah,
I want to add some more, actually, winning cards that we have not yet played. Actually, this self-confidence that we injected, I mean, the whole resistance was injected in the Islamic Ummah and the whole world, those who are freedom seekers in the whole world, either from Islamic charities or non-Islamic ones. Mm-hmm. So this is very precious that it has all. It is slowly and gradually showing its effects. Mm. So this is very important. Mm-hmm. So we are. I mean, they should not be expecting, I mean, that nothing is going to happen in the United States in case they continue. No, they have to be waiting for the results there. The consequences are coming gradually and slowly.
Even the negotiating thing, like before, America used to dictate. Now Iran is dictating, like, we have a 10-point plan and you have to accept, otherwise we are not going to accept the ceasefire.
The negotiations started on the 10-point plan.
Yeah,
so exactly. This was something unprecedented.
It was, they accepted and they agreed, and even they tweeted the same, I mean, 10 points, but later, after some hours, they deleted that tweet, and then...
that's their quality.
This is the quality. And more... This is, I mean, these are, I mean, now from a materialistic world, from a materialistic point, I want to add to some, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the Islamic Ummah, that they have not yet used them, but they are potential power that are at our hands, like Bab al-Mandab Strait has not been used. I mean, till it has been left intact for a rainy day, I mean, to come. So still, I mean, in case they want to put more pressure, they have to be waiting for more, I mean, severe pressure to come to them. I hope that this discussion was beneficial, and as I myself benefited from the explanations and answers and descriptions and explanations of the brothers here in the studio, I hope that you enjoyed and you found it quite informative. Thank you very much for staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next time, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That you're the one who cares the most, and to us. Because you've always been so close, everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا.